Braden Sprint back at it here on 97.3 The Fan as we do our high school football podcast, previewing each and every league here in San Diego County. We are on to the Grossmont Hills League, talking with Coach Robbie Owens of the Helix Highlanders. Coach Owens, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well myself. I can't get more excited for high school football, getting back going here. A couple years now at Helix, as the adjustment period continues, you know, you go to a CIF championship last year. You've been to multiple CIF championships over the last couple years. How's it, you know, been kind of transitioning into making it now the Robbie Owens Helix Highlander program?
Well, you know, obviously Helix is a very special place, and you know, I'm honored to be the football coach, and there's been a lot of success here. Obviously, before I got here, there'll be a lot of success at Helix after I leave. But, you know, we just keep plugging away. We've been very fortunate to make it to a CIF championship every year I've been here, so it's kind of the expectation, and so hopefully we can continue that trend.
You know, last year, a two-point conversion short of winning a D1 championship game, you know, against St. Augustine. And Helix last year, you know, it's a really successful season, but, you know, to your guys' standards, the way you run things over there, sort of a down year. And when a down year is losing a CIF championship, you know you got a good program over there at Helix, of course. Big key factors in that is that you got a lot of studs coming back from that team a year ago, especially Elion Noah and Delshawn Traylor. Talk to us about the players they are as a whole and what the players are going to be here in 2019.
Well, I think when you talk about El Elion Noah, he's such a special and unique player. And, probably one of the most unique kids I've ever coached. He's such a powerful runner and so talented, body control, and just a tremendous kid. He's chasing some Reggie Bush records and some CIF records, so it's going to be an exciting year for him. And, you know, he's obviously one of the top players in San Diego, and it's just an honor to be able to coach him, and you know, being able to coach his older brother, and now his younger brother's a freshman for us, and so you know, dad coaches linebackers for us, so it's a family affair here at Helix, and you know, we love coaching him. You know, Delshawn's a unique player in his own right, just because he's going to play six positions for us. He'll play quarterback, running back, wide receiver, DB, you know, punt returner, kick returner. So he's a valuable part of what we do on offense and defense. And so both of those guys have, you know, been in the program and are both team captains for us and leaders of our program. And so, you know, they know what the expectations are and what the goals we've set forth are. And those guys are ready to, you know, kick off their senior campaign and go out there and show San Diego what they're all about.
Yeah, Noah and Traylor might be two of my most favorite high school football athletes right now. Oh, every time I get to watch them play. But I know you guys, got some other talent as well. Who are some players for Helix that, you know, most of us might not know about that are definitely going to be impact players for the Highlanders this season?
Well, I think everything, you know, when you talk to a football coach, everything starts with up front. And we have two guys that are, you know, very talented. They'll play both sides of the ball for us, and Anthony Lombardo and Sean Martinez. And I just think those two guys are going to explode this season and have great years for us. Obviously, they'll be crucial to, you know, our success with El Elion, you know, running the ball and you know, obviously our success on defense. And Helix is, you know, with Coach DiMaggio and our defense, you know, the tradition of great defenses at Helix is going to continue. So those are two guys that kind of jump out. I think, you know, in our secondary, Jaden Brown returns at corner. We have a transfer from Las Vegas and Keontae Scott, who's a kid that, you know, showed up at the end of the summer that's very talented. He'll probably play both sides of the ball. And then, you know, we have two big-time receivers in Jahari Hill and Tim Christopher that we're excited about. So, you know, with all those guys, you know, I think, you know, our mantra here at Helix is tradition never graduates. And so, you know, every year we're going to lose some great players. And then every year we're going to have some great players step up. And so this is going to be, you know, one of the years we're going to have some guys step up and get ready to play football. And, you know, we're excited about the season.
I'm excited about the Helix season as well, solely because you guys always play a very difficult schedule. It's part of your mantra. You know, you got Cajon again, you know, a rematch after last year's loss. You got Harriman from Utah. You play the two Catholic schools here in town. And then you got a big-time game in Oaks Christian for your non-league schedule. Arguably one of the toughest schedules in San Diego, if not the toughest schedule in San Diego. What is your philosophy in terms of scheduling non-league games and putting this schedule together?
Well, I think, you know, it's not easy to fill our schedule. I mean, I think the Saints and Cathedral rivalry, I think hopefully, you know, with their blessing, we will have that every year in our schedule. I think, you know, they're always going to be top programs in San Diego. And, you know, I think it's easy for us just to schedule each other in those two games. You know, I'm big on trying to get at least one out-of-state opponent. And we played Harriman 2 years ago, and Coach Pierce wanted to come down again. So, you know, we get another opportunity to play them. And then, you know, Cajon, you know, beat the heck out of us last year. So it's a little game that we get an opportunity to maybe avenge a poor performance that we had last season. And Oaks Christian just kind of worked out that, you know, we both had an open spot, and that basically that fifth week. You know, that's obviously a tough game, but it's a rematch from 2 years ago that, you know, we beat them. So I'm sure they're looking for some revenge. But, you know, every year we're going to play the top teams that we can face. I think it is a mantra for our program that, you know, we want to be able to face anybody in the country. And you know, it's about the experience. I think football is such a unique sport, and the opportunities we provide student athletes, you know, with our sport, you know, no matter if you're in San Diego or, you know, in the Midwest or Texas, you know, it's about that experience. And going out there and playing quality teams and playing teams that are going to challenge you is what it's all about. And, you know, we're going to do that every year. And we feel like it does get us ready for a playoff run, and it gets us ready for, you know, the Grossmont League, you know, when we get to it. So, you know, every year it's going to be tough. We, you know, we got to come out there and we got to play well. And we know that we can't afford to come out with a slow start.
We're joined by Robbie Owens, the head coach of the Helix Highlanders, right now on 97 Through the Fan, the high school football podcast, breaking down the Grossmont Hills League. Coach Owens, you were talking about Grossmont League, the Grossmont Hills League, and how difficult it is. And for a lot of people, you know, they talk about the Avocado League, they talk about the Western League and being difficult. But last year, you know, a tri-championship, there's a lot of teams out there in East County that can play some good football. Steel Canyon, Grossmont, Granite Hills, LCAP, even Valhalla's got some athletes coming back this year that might make them a lot better. Talk to us about the difficulty it is to play in a league that is tough, but not of people don't realize it's tough.
Well, I think ever since I've been here, you know, I know there's, you know, people deny it, but there is some North County bias and you know, throughout the city of San Diego. But I would tell you that since I've been here, I mean, the East County has more than proved themselves when it comes to playoff time. I mean, I go back to when, you know, everybody thought Mission Hills and you know, and Helix were the two best teams, and we played for the CIF championship. Grossmont gave them a run, and that's the same year that Steel Canyon went on their run, Ramona went on their run. And so, you know, there's always good teams out there. Coach Cobb does a great job at Granite Hills, and so, you know, we know that we have a target on our chest in our conference, and everybody's gunning for us, and we got to come out and play each and every week. You look at what, you know, our late loss last year is Steel Canyon. You know, those are games that, you know, mean a lot to the Grossmont League, and, you know, they're going to come out and give us their best game each week. And so, you know, I think our guys kind of learned from last year. If you don't come ready, you know, someone can sneak up on you. And so, you know, our expectation is, you know, as I said, we want to win a CIF championship, and part of that is winning the Grossmont League, you know, championship. You know, hopefully we can do that, you know, as many times as we possibly can.
Coach Owens, thanks again for joining me today. It's been a pleasure, as always, talking to you. We're excited for the Helix football season. We're excited to broadcast some of your games. We got Cathedral Catholic penciled in as one of the games we'll be broadcasting of yours. I'm sure we'll be broadcasting some playoff games of yours as well. Coach Owens, thanks again for the time, and we look forward to talking to you again later this season.
Hey, I appreciate the time.
Braden Sprinter here again for another podcast. We're previewing almost every league here in San Diego County, getting ready for high school football. We're on to the Grossmont Hills League. We are talking with the LCAP head coach, Mr. Ron Berner Sr. He's been with LCAP for a long time now. Coach Berner, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you know, we talked to you a year ago, and, you know, we love East County football out here at 97.3 The Fan. Let's get to the LCAP Vaqueros going into this season. You open up last year, went 3-8. The JV team went 4-6. But you got 14 guys returning from a year ago. How's camp going for you? And, you know, what do you like from your boys so far?
Camp's going really good. You know, we have a lot of enthusiasm. Everybody's out working really hard. We start this year with Modern Day. I believe it's our sixth year playing them, so everybody kind of knows each other. We're looking for something really good to happen.
I looked at, I went to an event where I saw a couple of your linemen there, and you got some big boys on the front that look like they'll be some big impact guys for LCAP. How excited are you for, you know, to have a lot of size on your offensive line this year?
You know, there's not a coach around that won't tell you that they don't get excited when we got big boys up front. What I'm excited about, not only are they decent size, and three of them are three-year starters. So that's always a good thing. They know each other, and it just makes things that much better when you have that much power up front. You know, opens up a little more things for us. We can run more if we want to. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Coach, you got 14 guys coming back out of your 22 returning starters, according to the report you sent into Cal Preps. You know, a big part of it's your offensive line, but who are some of the other impact players you're going to have this year for the Vaqueros?
Number one impact player is going to be my quarterback, Rick Hauser. He's a first four-year starter in my tenure since 2004, and he's worked really hard in the offseason. We expect a lot from him. Running back, Donnie Green, Taylor Grasmick, Trent March, the trio of them should be really strong back behind that big offensive line. Kaylin Lavalis and Savion Yokley at receivers are going to be really big for us. We've got an H-back tight end that didn't play last year. Sean Dixon, that we're looking for some real big things from. And on defense, the Oakley twins are there. My linebackers, March is a linebacker. Austin Lee, and then both of my linebackers, Colby Gregg and Jacobo Villa, are returning. So it's going to be a fun year. I'm excited for what we have. We have a tough schedule. I believe five of the teams we play are Division I. Probably half those teams will be open. So you know our league. There's nobody easy in our league. We've got powerhouses on our league, and it's going to be a fun year.
There's a couple games I got circled on your schedule for sure. The second week against Hilltop, I got circled. You got the Ron Burner game, if you will, going against your son. Have you ever coached against your son before, and how excited are you to go toe-to-toe with him in week two?
It's a joke. We joke with each other all the time. He was D coordinator at Sweetwater for a while. We didn't get a chance to play. But when Brian was at we played him one time before, and he claimed, "Oh, I beat you," and they did beat us. But my comment back to him is, "You weren't the head coach, so it doesn't count." So, that's just a father son banter back and forth. He knows my offense pretty well because he coached in it, so it'll be a fun game. Drew's a great coach down there, a lot of energy. I think it's going to be a battle.
I can't wait for that game. We interviewed Drew Wessling earlier a couple weeks ago, and he said, your son was sold your house, and he tried to sneak off with a playbook, and you didn't let that happen.
Yeah, so I had one of the playbooks on the counter. He starts taking pictures. I said, "Do you want to even live? Get the heck away from my stuff here." And a picture of Drew with the cover sheet. That was pretty good.
That's amazing. The other game, I got circled, of course, the game against West Hills, and it was the honorary Tony Berner game from a year ago that you guys won. It's going to be the second annual one. If you don't mind, kind of filling us in on what that game means to you, and how important it is for the two schools.
We have been rivals since I took over, and that was just at the time. I came from West Hills, learned under Steve Sutton, and so we had very similar offenses, obviously. And so it started kind of there. And after Steve left, Casey took over. Casey was there, and we've had that good, hard rivalry the whole time. Tony played for West Hills, then coached with me. So, we've already had the thing that we've been talking for years about, figuring out something, what to call it. And then obviously Tony passing a couple years ago, Casey and Don Rutledge and I got together and came up with the Tony Berner Memorial. And so that's kind of, last year was the first year of it, and pretty emotional game. It means a lot to everybody, and we have the trophy right now. It's obviously my goal to never lose it, and I know it's Casey's goal to keep it over there. So it'll be our games are always epic games anyway, and I think it'll be an epic game this year.
That's all ultimately going to be an epic game. You know, we were excited about getting up to week six. Let's get into the league play. You were talking about it earlier. It's a very tough league. It's a league that, you know, sometimes doesn't get as much clout as it probably deserves just because Helix seems to be a top above everybody in the grand scheme of things. But last year you had three teams all tied for the championship. There's no walk through the park games in that league. Valhalla's got a running back that's going to be giving them a lot of help this year. You got Helix, you got Steel Canyon. Grossmont's always pretty good. Granite Hills had a really good season last year. What are the challenges you have to face in terms of playing this league schedule week by week at the end of the season?
Well, the biggest challenge that I see is that we're smaller in numbers. We have 34 players on varsity. So we have to stay healthy through the first gauntlet. And then if we can get through that, stay healthy. I mean, it's tough. Like you said, there's not a team there that you go, oh, yeah, you know, if we play good, it's going to be an easy game. Helix is Helix. I'm telling you right now, Steel Canyon is my pick to take the whole thing. They look unbelievable right now. They're well coached. And like you said, Grossmont is always there. And Granite Hills, they're a top 10 team. And whether people have them or not, Granite Hills, the well coach, has a lot of good athletes, and Valhalla has really started coming into their own. And you know, Baker's a heck of a linebacker and a running back. It's going to be tough. And you know, all we can do is get through non-league, hopefully healthy, practice hard, and come out and play hard, and get ourselves ready for playoffs. Hopefully.
Coach Ron Berner joining us on the High School Football Podcast, talking about the Grossmont Hills League. Just broke down El Capitan. Coach Berner, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks again for joining us today.
All right, thanks for having us on. I'll talk to you later.
As we get ready for high school football starting up on August 23rd, we are previewing each and every league here in San Diego County, at least, you know, a lot of the big ones here in San Diego County. So we're ready for high school football again on August 23rd. The first game will be broadcasted on 97 through the Fan. It will be Granite Hills at Poway High. That gets us to today's preview, the Grossmont Hills League. Granite Hills, of course, one of the tri-champions of the Grossmont Hills League a year ago. I'm Braden Soprenet. Alongside me is Adam Paul of EC Preps. Adam, thanks for joining me again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Braden. I really appreciate it for having me out.
So we got the Grossmont Hills League. This is a fun league to talk about. You know, this is the big dogs in East County. We know East County's got some good football. Granite Hills, Steel Canyon, and Helix all tied for the league championship a year ago. As we go through the list here, El Capitan, I'll say it once like that, and then it'll be referred to as El Cap the rest of the way. Granite Hills, Grossmont, Helix, Steel Canyon, and Valhalla. I'm going to ask you if you, you know, what stands out to you, which team name, and usually it's Helix.
Yeah, you know, Helix, they've been the gold standard out in East County for the last, you know.
Forever.
Yeah, 20 plus years, basically.
Forever.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, other than, you know, when they were in the same league as Monta Vista, you know, Coach Carberry, you know, challenged them. But yeah, for the majority of time, it's been Helix.
Helix is Helix. That's mm-hmm. a saying because it's true. Yeah. And every coach in San Diego says that, and every coach in the Grossmont League says it, and everybody wants to beat Helix.
Or if you know, like you had a few years ago in 2014, you just had that perfect storm when Ron Berner's El Capitan Vaqueros upset Helix and, you know, had that magical run to the state title game.
Yeah, even last year when Helix... I wouldn't say down, but it was kind of a down year for Helix in the grand scheme of things. They're still going to a CIF championship game that they fell a two-point conversion short of winning. They had a tri-champion. They still won the league. It was a tri-championship between them, Steel Canyon, and Granite Hills. They took care of business against Granite, and then Steel Canyon came in and beat them late in the last game of the year to make it a three-way tie for first place. To me, the Helix is still the team to beat. I still think they're the team to beat in San Diego every year. And until it is proven otherwise, I'm going to have Helix as my number one team in San Diego to start the season every year. You'll see it on the high school poll when it comes out on the UT with John Maffey on Wednesday or whatever they release that poll. All I got to say is one of those first place votes for Helix is from me because I think they're the best team every single year and they're the team that needs to be beat every single year. And right now, I'm going to tell you right now, in my opinion, not just because I just think that highly of Helix, I think they are the best team right now in San Diego because of the guys they got coming back and the guy that they got to stop, Elion Noah. But we'll get into Helix in just a bit. We'll start with El Cap. El Capitan, Coach Ron Berner Sr., the head coach of El Capitan. Of course, his son, Ron Berner III, I think it is, or junior at least. Yeah. He is at Hilltop. He's the defensive coordinator down with the Lancers with Coach Westling. They came in 3-8 last year. Their JV team went 4-6. Notable wins over West Hills, Valhalla, Patrick Henry. They did lose to Modern Day, University City, and Grossmont. They entered the season with a negative 8.5 rating. They do return 14 of their 22 starters. I saw some of their linemen at a Top Dog Madden event. They have three guys that are ginormous. Some big guys that El Cap has not had in a long time. And with the amount of guys they got returning and the line that they have, I can see this El Capitan team, having a really good season.
Well, they do train with Alex Johnson out in East County. And, they haven't had big boys like that in quite a few years since I can't think of the kid's name. He went to played tight end at San Diego State. But, I think they're going to be a much improved team this year.
Let's go through their schedule. At Modern Day to start the year, then they got Hilltop, the Ron Berner matchup, of course, between Ron Berner Senior versus Junior. Then at San Diego High, I think it's a very interesting game for them, just because they should have the size to compete with a team like San Diego High, especially since San Diego High lost a lot of teams. Chris Smith is very high on San Diego High to run the table this year, so that might be a tough game for them. Then they got Patrick Henry, brand new coach for Henry, new stadium for them. Not really that great of a team last year in Patrick Henry. Then they got a bye. Then they get to West Hills in the Tony Berner Memorial game, which I think they'll win that game again like they did last year. And then they got league play at Helix, at Steel Canyon, Granite Hills at home, at Valhalla and Grossmont. Unfortunately for them, they got to go at the two of the best teams in the league, as much as you want to weigh road games into high school football. But I think I have them going 5-5 right now. That was before I saw their line. I think 5-5 is a good target mark for them. I can see them going 7-3 potentially. If one, they can kind of sneak up on San Diego High and just have more guys than San Diego High does, and two, bite Granite or Grossmont in the rear, maybe win two of those games. So I think the ceiling is 7-3. I think they actually go 5-5. I can't really see them going less than 5-5 this year.
Yeah, no, I 100% completely agree with that. Coach Ron Berner says 15th year out now out there at Lake El Capitan. Every year he's told me that the reason why he schedules those tough non-league games, he wants to see where his teams stack up for the season.
They used to be, they're playing Madison during Madison's heyday, and it was just like, why are you playing this team?
But they don't duck anybody. And I give them mad props for that. And I like you said, San Diego, he replaced, I forgot who he replaced, but got San Diego on the schedule.
It might have been Madison, because Madison was on their schedule last year, and it's not on their schedule now.
Yeah, it was Madison.
Which I think they would be able to beat Madison this year, but we'll talk about that in the Western League. Continue. Yeah.
But they have a lot of guys back. One of the top quarterbacks in the county, if not San Diego, and Wick Hauser. They're going to throw the ball. They got two good running backs, and Donnie Green and Taylor Grasmick. Again, like you said, the big hogs up front, the big Lakeside Hogs. Defensively, it will be interesting. He's also got two new coaches this year, Tay Snedden, who used to coach at Madison and also was the head coach at West Hills. And then he hired Sean McDade, the former Mount McGill head coach. So he's got a good coaching staff.
He's always had a pretty good coaching staff. He's always had a lot of NFL guys. Yes. The NFL guys returning, I can't remember. Applewhite and Ryan Matthews still going to be there?
I think Applewhite is, but I'm not sure about Matthews.
So that's El Capitan. So what do you think their ceiling is?
possibly 7-3 if they somehow sneak up, like you said, Grossmont and figure out a way to beat San Diego. 5-5 is the lowest, I think.
I agree with that. Moving on to Granite Hills, this is our first game on 97 Through the Fan with myself, Braden Soprenant, as well as Coach John Quintera. You know, we did a Granite Hills game last year. They were competing with Helix at halftime, and then it slowly started to unravel for them. They come in 10-2 from a year ago. They're a Division I school. Their JV team went 9-1. They only lost to Helix. Notable wins, Steel Canyon, Poway, Ramona. They lost to Lincoln and Helix, where they're only two losses. Those are two, you know, if you're going to lose the two teams, those are the two teams you got to lose to. I mean, those are some really good football teams right there. The end of the season with a 15.8 rating. They return 12 of their 22 guys. They do not return their starting quarterback from a year ago. You know, he was a really good football player. But they open up at Poway. That game will be on 97 Through the Fan. I think that's going to be a good game. I think Granite wins that game. Mount Carmel, I think, is a winnable game for them. At Madison, I think is a definite win for them this year, just because Madison is going to be down, in my opinion. I think it might be down for a handful of years to come as we look at Madison. Westview, I think that's another win for Granite. I mean, they scheduled three teams out of the Palomar League, not necessarily the best three teams in the Palomar League. Then they got Southwest San Diego, or easy win for them, I think. And then they get league play, Steel Canyon, Grossmont, El Cap, Helix, Valhalla. I have them going 8-2. I think their schedule is very manageable. I think it's very easily a schedule where you can rip through it pretty easily. And the two losses I have are to Steel Canyon and Helix, although they did beat Steel a year ago.
Yeah, 8-2, I think, is a very plausible ceiling for them. 6-4 at the worst.
All right, so you got the, what are the four losses in your opinion? I would imagine Steel and Helix.
Yeah.
Do they lose any other games in league? Grossmont, El Cap, or Valhalla?
Possibly Grossmont, because I think Grossmont's better this year.
They're going to be a lot better than
yes.
they were a year ago.
Yes.
And then do you see them losing any non-league games?
That Poway game is always interesting.
That's a very interesting game. I agree. But they beat Poway in the season last year, in the regular season. I think they beat them in the playoffs too, if I'm not mistaken. But I have them going 8-2. I think they can compete with Helix. I don't think they're going to beat Helix, but I think they might give them a run for their money. They got a lot of kids out there. They had two freshman teams last year, as I was told. I'm pretty sure one of them did really, really well, and the other one was kind of like 500, maybe just a little bit less than that. But when you got numbers, you're going to be okay. Granite Hills seems to be putting up some serious numbers in terms of not only enrollment, but size of the football team.
Yeah, you know, Kellen Cobbs, his eighth year now at Granite, he's built up a winning culture. Counting last year's tri-championship, they've won four straight league titles.
Three of those being in the Valley League, of course, right?
But even still, you know, that helps bring kids, you know, to...
The school is winning championships. Yes. Kids are going to go to play there, for sure.
I think their defense is going to be their top strength with Ethan Bishop, who just, you know, who's a perennial all CIF player. excuse me.
They got a sophomore transfer in Burton that's going to be starting the defensive line from Cathedral. His dad's also a football coach over there at Granite as well. Of course, the longtime twins, the Burton twins that went and played at San Diego State, and I think they played at El Cap, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. The quarterback situation will be interesting because Justice McComb is the new quarterback this year. He didn't really have much varsity. Doesn't really have varsity experience. They have Richard Harris. Semi-big sized offensive line. Defensively, they're going to be solid, I think. Like I said, 8-2, 6-4 at the 6-4 at the worst.
It's a pretty big gap, but I think we're in agreement that they're going to be a winning season for the Granite Hills Eagles.
Yeah, because they moved up to Division I this year, so that's a big jump. So we'll see how that goes for them as well.
Moving on to another Division I school here in the Grossmont Hills League. There's three of them, to be exact. This is number two of the three. Grossmont, kind of a disappointing season last year for the Foothillers. 4-8 last year, a team that, under Tom Carlo are going to score a lot of points. They run up and down the field. They throw the ball up and down the field. They are constantly scoring. Their biggest problem, of course, is playing defense. They went 4-8 a year ago. Their big wins are against
against the Madison Bishops and El Cap. They lost to Poway, Granite Hills, and Steel Canyon. They open up with a 13.1 rating. The JV record was not reported, and neither was the starting returning starters. They open up with Mira Mesa, I think is a very interesting matchup. One, because their uniforms are almost the exact same.
Yeah.
Although Grossmont moved to the white helmets, but when the Grossmont had the yellow helmets, they looked just like Mira Mesa. So we'll see if you'll be able to tell the difference between the two squads. Then they got Modern Day. That game will be on 97 Through the Fan, host Modern Day. Then a bye week, then Olympian, Ballyview, Madison to round up their non-league games. Then they get into league play, open up at Valhalla, and then at Granite, then Helix Steel, and then at El Cap. I think it's going to be a bounce back year for them. You're saying that they're going to be better. I'm looking at a 6-4 team just because I'm a little skeptical on them like automatically becoming 7-3, 8-2 overnight. I don't like that Mira Mesa game for them. Mira Mesa is very tough. Mira Mesa has a defense, which is something Grossmont does not have. I think they lose to Mira Mesa. I do think they're bigger than Modern Day. They should be able to beat them. They're going to be better than Olympian, who Coach Van Nostrand's in his first year taking over for his dad. I have them beating Valley View again, according to the ratings. Their rating is better than Valley View's rating. And then I got, so it says on CalPreps.
Valley View?
Yeah, it's Valley View.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where that is. Okay. I don't know what team that is.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, cool. Sounds good. It's a win for Grossmont. And then I got Madison. I think they beat Madison. I think they have the better athletes this year. And then they got Valhalla, which I think they win. I think their three losses in league play are to Granite, Helix, and Steel, the ones that won in the league last year. And then I think they lose to Mira Mesa. I think I got them 6-4.
I agree with that. 6-4. Last year, a lot of injuries. They were besettled with injuries. I mean, that's not to make any excuses, that's part of the game. So they got, all their guys back healthy this year. I think 6-4 is what I think that they'll finish at as well.
Ceiling?
Uh-huh.
No, 6-4 ceiling.
6-4, worse at 5-5.
You think they can go 7-3? You think they can beat Mira Mesa?
I haven't seen Mira Mesa offensively, but I've heard nothing but good things about their defense.
Yeah, I mean, Mira Mesa should be a pretty tough team. I think that's a toss-up game. I think they're very evenly matched. So I guess you could say the ceiling's 7-3 for Grossmont. I don't see them winning a league title this year,
no.
Just because they haven't beat Helix since
1991.
Yeah, Carlo was the quarterback, yep. And my dad was the defensive coordinator. That's how long it is. Now Carlo's the head coach of the Grossmont Foothillers.
Jamie Odom, he's a 3-year varsity starter. I've heard in interviews that what Carlo's talked about, that's huge. You don't see that too often anymore. I know they had Anthony Lawrence,
right,
in the last 10 years. Odom's thrown for almost 5,000 yards in his career. Chris Alba, multiple Division I offers. Brody Schicker, who's going to be the number one threat for Odom. Robert Tucker, the run game, Austin Whitmire, who I heard plays defensive back. That defense, him and Alba, I think is going to be available to cause havoc. Cam Sanderlin, another big defensive lineman. If the defense can play like they're like they have in the past, possibly that 7-3 plateau.
All right, so we're thinking around 6-4, maybe 5-5, ceilings 7-3 for the Grossmont Foothillers. Moving on to the top dog in the Grossmont Hills League, top dog in San Diego County, the Helix Highlanders, or the Helix Scotties, if you will. They come into last year 8-5 a season ago. JV team went 7-1. Their one loss was to Cathedral on the JV team. They lost a 28-0. To that Cathedral Catholic JV team. Notable wins: they beat St. Augustine last year, Eastlake, and Granite Hills. They also lost to St. Augustine, Steel Canyon, and Saguaro are their three notable losses from a year ago. They open up the season with a 38.1 rating. They returned 14 of their 22 guys from a season ago. I think they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. They should have beat Saguaro, in my opinion. It took them long enough to get Delshawn Traylor in because Daniel Amon got hurt in that game. I think Delshawn Traylor might be one of the most entertaining, exciting players in high school football in San Diego. Great kid, smart kid. He's got offers from some big-time schools and some very smart schools as well. I think he's got an offer from Army, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But he's a phenomenal athlete to watch, and he's not even the best athlete on the field because he's got got Elion Noah in the backfield. That guy is a house, and he's not very tall, but that guy, I mean, it's so hard to bring him down, and he, as long as they don't run him into the ground, which unfortunately they kind of did last year, I mean, they got to give the ball a lot. Yeah. But he's your best player, so you got to get the ball in his hands. Other than that, I mean, this team's going 9-1.
I agree. I actually agree with that. 9-1, 8-2. Let's just say.
See, but look at their schedule. They got they got Cajon.
Yeah.
But Cajon's not returning a lot of their guys.
Okay.
So that team last year was kind of almost a fluke. Plus, they didn't have Elion Noah for three of those four quarters. Mm-hmm. Then they got Harriman, Utah, which they handled last year. Yeah, I think they handled them again.
They did.
Then they got a bye. Then they got Cathedral. I think that's a win over Cathedral, honestly. I think Helix will get him back. That's been a pretty good rivalry of late.
Yeah.
Then they got at St. Augustine. I think they could beat Saints. I mean, they went 1-1 against Saints last year, but healthy Elion Noah is better than dinged up Elion Noah.
That's true. Yes.
And at that point, he's still healthy, in terms of what we're thinking here. Then they got Oaks Christian. That, to me, is their one loss.
Jimmy Clausen school?
Yeah, Oaks Christian's really good. I watched them play last year in the Honor Bowl before Helix and Saguaro played, and they had the biggest team I've ever seen. I mean, they were just ginormous.
Yeah, that's what my my photographer friend, Vanilla Gorilla, said. He was like, whoa, they look like Alabama out there.
Yeah, they are ginormous. So that, to me, that's a loss. I think if they can make it through non-league play with one loss, nobody's going to want to play them. They're going to be like, all right, I'm out of here. Then they got El Cap, Valhalla, Grossmont, Granite Steel. I mean, until somebody knocks them off, and I mean truly knocks them off. Last year it was kind of a fluke deal. It's Helix, man. Helix is Helix. Yeah. Somebody's got to beat them. And if Grossmont, their biggest rival, has not beaten them since 1991, who's going to beat them?
I don't see anybody beating them.
Steel. I mean, can Steel Canyon get them 2 years in a row?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't think Granite can get them. Mm-hmm. As big as El Cap's line is, Helix has five guys that are the size of El Cap's guys. Again, it's going to be their losses. I think their only losses this season for Helix are going to be in their non-league games. Yep. And I only see one. I honestly only see Oaks Christian. I think Cathedral and Saints might be able to split. I don't see Helix losing three in a row right there. But it's tough, but they got Elion Noah. They have the best player in high school football right now in San Diego on their team. I mean, you got Delshawn Traylor at quarterback. They always got a lot of weapons. Their defense is always studly. They usually always have a good line. JV team did really well last year. I heard their freshman team coming in is very good.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. I 100% agree. 9-1, 8-2. I mean, but I 100% firmly believe in that 9-1 record, Oaks Christian being that one loss.
I think they go 4-1 in their non-league. And you could throw it. I mean, if they beat Oaks Christian, they'll lose to Cathedral or Saints. If they beat all three of those teams, they'll lose to Harriman or Cajon. I don't think they'd lose to Harriman, but they're going to have at least one loss at the end of the year.
Yeah, and as we said, Elion Noah, he's the best runner or the best player in San Diego football right now. And in the last 5-6 years. Like you said, Delshawn Traylor, we call him the Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, absolutely.
He pretty much does everything.
Absolutely. He's a great defensive player. He's a great quarterback. Yeah. You can throw him in the slot. You can play running back. I mean, you can put him anywhere, and he's going to make some plays.
Now, I know they don't like to talk about this at Helix, but, Elion Noah, he's on the verge of inserting his name in the Helix record books, also for San Diego section for CIF. Right now, he's at 4,475 yards career rushing. Reggie Bush is 4,925 career, so he only needs 180 yards. He could get that
in week one against Cajon.
Yeah.
And if not, he's definitely getting 180 yards against Harriman.
Yeah, and he's only 1,951 yards behind Jamal McClendon for the all-time East County record. Last year he rushed for over 2,000 yards, and he sat out a lot of the quarters and a lot of the games because they were up.
And he was hurt for the first three games of the year.
Yeah. They were talking about, I heard the conversation the other day, Royce Freeman, he only needs 2,862 yards. Can he get that? He possibly could.
And that's in the one season?
Yeah.
He could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're playing teams like Valhalla on your schedule. I mean, they can rip through El Cap, Valhalla, no. Grossmont. Grossmont doesn't play any defense. I mean, Elion Noah is going to have 300 yards in one of those games.
Right, but if you're up, you know, if you're up 45-0 at half,
he could get that in one half. I watched Sean Poma put up 200 yards in one half.
No, absolutely.
I mean, it's highly possible, and they're kind of like the same type of back. That's Helix. Helix is Helix. Let's move on. We're running out of time here. Steel Canyon, 9-3 a year ago, 5-5 JV team. They beat Helix, Mira Mesa, Otay Ranch. They lost to Granite Hills, Carlsbad, and Saints, 20.4 record, returned 14 of their 22 guys. I also have them going 9-1. That's kind of a bold set. They got opened up with East Lake. East Lake lost two of their better players in Richie Colmenero and Darius De Los Reyes. Both of those guys are transfers. I think they're better than Madison. I think they're going to beat Bonita. They're going to beat Otay Ranch. Mira Mesa is kind of a toss-up for me, but I think they're better than Mira Mesa. And then they have league play. At Granite, I think they can win that game. El Cap, they should win. Valhalla, they should win. At Grossmont, they should win. Their one loss should be Helix. That game should be a winner-take-all for the Grossmont Hills League, in my opinion.
I do agree with that, actually. 9-1, yeah.
After going through the schedule,
mm-hmm.
I think the worst that they do is maybe 7-3, and that's just if they have an abysmal season.
Yeah, and they get snake bit because that game against Granite has come down to the last possession pretty much the last 4 or 5 years.
So that game might go either way.
Yeah.
So that, you know, but you're still looking at a 7-3 season for mm-hmm. Steel Canyon, and yes. They're definitely in a position to win the Grossmont Hills League. So I think we're in agreement there. Steel Canyon's. Do they have the best chance of knocking off Helix for the league title out of all the other teams that are still in the field? Steel Canyon or the field?
I think Steel Canyon.
Yeah, that's the best option into knocking off Helix this year, I think.
With Wes Neely, Chance Johnson, the only issue is going to be quarterback. Who's going to be their quarterback? That's the only thing that I can see. But Coach Longerbaum. Yeah.
Longerbone.
You know, he always prepares his kids. You know, last year, even if they weren't gonna, you know, even if they didn't have what's his name came and transferred in, they probably would have been okay. Even still, it's just the way Longerbone is out, and his staff is out there at Steel Canyon.
That's Steel Canyon. Last team to talk about the Division 3, 0-10 from a year ago, Valhalla Norseman. Did not report a JV record, did not report returning starters. They lost to everybody on their schedule last year, -31.6 entering the season. I can't imagine them staying in the Grossmont Hills League next year when they realigned the leagues. They're not too far off from being in the open playoff a couple years ago. Remember, they were in the open playoff competing with Helix in back-to-back weeks, and now they go 0-10 a year ago. And I look at their schedule this year, and I think it's another 0-10 season. They open up with University City.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a win or no?
They could pull off the win.
They got Gunnar Gray. They got some guys that can compete. They're not the same University City, but that the University City should beat them at West Hills, win or loss.
I think they can win that game.
Really? Surprisingly enough, at Hilltop.
That's another possible win.
Now you're really high in Valhalla at Mount McGill.
I think Mount McGill wins that.
Kearney?
No.
Grossmont?
No.
Helix?
No.
Steel?
No.
El Cap?
No.
Granite?
No.
All right, so you're kind of a toss-up on West Hills and UC.
I mean, you know, Mike Kasten, you know, it's his second year. They went from 28 players last year to now 44. They've gotten kids to come out, and they do return quite a few players. Keegan Baker is one of the best running backs in the county. Luke Pillsbury, the returning quarterback from last year. Ethan Furkitch. They actually got a kid from Helix, Josh Meredith, as a wideout. This kid from North Carolina, Deshaun Pate.
They got a couple kids from North Carolina.
Yeah,
I think. They had a couple transfers in.
Talking to my photographer buddy, Don DeMars, who takes photos of Valhalla, he said they looked pretty good in their scrimmage game against Scripps Ranch.
Who Scripps is supposed to be a lot better this year, too.
Yeah. So, you know, the culture and the atmosphere is a lot better this year at Valhalla. And I think my Coach Kasten is on the up and up in the right – the right way to leading the program.
What is your ceiling for Valhalla?
2 wins.
2-8?
Yeah. I mean, it's, no, to be honest, 2-8, I mean.
That's a, well, anything's better than 0-10 the year before. I mean, you got to make progress, you know, up the ladder somehow. I think 2-8 would be a great season for them. You know, maybe, you know, I just, it's very tough for me to see them winning a game.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they're going to do it, it's going to happen their first 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen in league play.
No.
Unless, like, El Cap, like, suspends their entire team or forfeits. Right? Unless somebody forfeits. I mean, I don't see them winning a league game.
Yeah. I mean, they played those teams tough, but again, it was the, you know, it's like the teams were toying with them.
Yeah, right?
Type deal.
Let's get through the standings of the Grossmont Hills League. I have Helix 1.
I do too.
I have Steel Canyon 2.
Yes.
I have Granite Hills 3.
Yes.
I have Grossmont 4.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got El Cap 5, mm-hmm. and I got Valhalla 6.
Yeah, I think it can go either way between El Cap and Grossmont, but I agree, Grossmont.
Well, here's the thing. I have El Cap and I have Grossmont going 2-3, El Cap going 1-4. I have Grossmont going 6-4. I have El Cap going 5-5 in the overall records, and that game, the last game of the year, will determine whether or not they are 4 or 5.
Okay.
But I think they're pretty much at the same count. It's kind of like three tiers in this league. You got the teams that can compete for a league title in Helix, Steel, and Granite this year. You got the middle of the pack with Grossmont and El Cap, and then you have Valhalla, I think, in the cellar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely, like you said, it's been that, you know, it's been that way for a couple years now. And yeah, totally what we've talked about with Helix, Steel, Granite, and so forth. Yes.
So that will do it here for our Grossmont Hills podcast. We're previewing it with Adam Paul of EC Preps. Of course, myself, Brayden Sprint, right here at 97.3 The Fan. Be sure to check out all our other podcasts. We've got a Grossmont Valley League podcast out. We also have podcasts throughout the most of the leagues here in San Diego County as we get ready for high school football on August 23rd. I know I know Adam's excited for that.
Absolutely.
Excited for high school. It's always a good time here in San Diego. Yeah. For people that don't understand or are outside looking into San Diego High School football, it's not going to have the numbers of Texas high school football, but there's a lot of people here that are just as passionate as people out
to
in
me
Texas.
It's strike up the band and show up Friday Night Lights, baby.
Yeah, that's it's a fun time. We're going to be broadcasting 14 of those games this year, starting with
awesome.
Granite Hills at Poway. That's going to be on the stream for the first 6 weeks until Padres baseball is officially over. And then we'll have all the games on the air. Gwen and Chris will be live at the high schools again like we were last year.
Awesome.
We'll have the high school football show each and every Thursday from 9 to 11. Adam Paul might make it be a guest every once in a while.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we've got these podcasts. We'll be doing podcasts once a week. We'll have a girls podcast for sports. I'm sure Adam Paul will make a guest appearance of sometime or another. And we have a lot of high school football coverage planned and a high school coverage in general for sports planned here at 97.3 The Fan. He's Adam Paul. I'm Brayden Sprennett. Thanks for listening to the Grossmont Hills podcast. Be sure to check out all the other ones on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes and like us on our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, 97.3 The Fan SD, and go to our website to see all the other articles and podcasts surrounding San Diego High School Sports on 97.3thefansd.com. One more time, for Adam Paul, I'm Brayden Sprennett. Thanks for tuning in on the Grossmont Hills Preview Podcast.